Chapter 2. Human Resources Echelons, Organizations, and Staff Elements. Chapter 2 provides an overview and discussion on the mission and employment of human resources organizations at echelon and staff elements from strategic to tactical levels. Human resources organizations and staff elements are designed to be flexible and capable of providing and sustaining human resources support across the range of military operations. Section 1. Overview of Strategic Level Human Resources Support. Strategic level human resources support centers on the shaping and implementation of effective military and civilian manpower policy and human resources policies and programs that build sustained personnel readiness across the Army. Such policies and programs enable department-level human resources agencies and organizations to lead, direct, and manage Army human resources activities while working in collaboration with our partners within the human capital enterprise. Additionally, strategic human resources support maintains oversight and direction for the Army's total force management, manpower, and workforce management programs extending across the Army. For example, active, National Guard, Reserve, military, civilian, and CAF. Army human resources management oversight and direction also extends to training, readiness, and mobilization policies, plans, and programs affecting the Army, active, and reserve component, with a strong emphasis on all policies and programs pertaining to mobilization, demobilization, and accessibility of the reserve component. At the strategic level, the Army G1, Director Army National Guard, and Chief United States Army Reserve manage human resources support for their respective component. The Assistant Secretary of the Army, Manpower and Reserve Affairs, is responsible for the supervision of the manpower, personnel, and reserve component affairs for the Department of the Army. The Civilian Human Resources Agency, a field operating agency of the Army G1, is responsible for civilian personnel operations. The Army G1 develops Army policy for all human resources systems and functions, while the Human Resources Command, HRC, applies and implements these policies for military personnel. The MCOM and the Military Postal Service Agency provide strategic support to the force for MWR services and postal operations, respectively. The Army G1. The Army G1 is responsible for development, management, and implementation of all manpower and personnel plans, programs, and policies throughout the Army. The primary objective of the Army G1 is to ensure readiness of its personnel to serve the needs of the Army across the range of military operations. As the principal for human relations of the United States Army, the Army G1 is dedicated to supporting soldiers, civilians, and families, and leads programs that build sustained personnel readiness to support the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff of the Army. Human Resources Command. The HRC is the United States Army's manning enterprise that sets conditions for the Army by distributing personnel in accordance with Army priorities and readiness objectives to build and preserve the highest levels of unit and service level readiness. This direct reporting unit is the functional proponent of the Army G1 for military personnel management, except for the Judge Advocate General and the Chaplain branches, and human resources systems. The HRC also supports the Director Army National Guard and the Chief United States Army Reserve in their management of the selected reserve. The HRC's responsibility is to execute career management, sustainment distribution, and transition of personnel to optimize Army personnel readiness, enable leader development, and strengthen an agile and versatile Army. The HRC builds personnel requisitions based on strength, inventory, and Army manning guidance, and fills positions as they are codified in official authorization documents. The HRC coordinates personnel replacements with the Theater Manpower and Personnel Directorate of a Joint Staff, J1 and G1/AG. The Adjutant General Directorate is an organization within the HRC. The Directorate leads, develops, and executes human resources policies, programs, services, and systems to advance Army readiness and provide seamless support to the total Army family. For more information on the Adjutant General Directorate, visit the Adjutant General Directorate website. Section 2. Overview of Operational and Tactical Level Human Resources Support. Human resources policies and procedures developed at the national level drives human resources support at the operational and tactical levels. Human resources support considers the missions of supported and supporting units and operates under a variety of command relationships, varying by echelon. Human resources organizations perform activities and tasks to sustain human resources functions to maximize operational effectiveness and facilitate support to soldiers, their families, DOD and DA civilians, and CAF. ADRP 1-03, the Army Universal Task List, is a comprehensive but not all-inclusive listing of Army tasks, missions, and operations. Joint tasks are contained in the Universal Joint Task List. The Universal Joint Task List is a comprehensive collection of tasks in a language common to all services and serves as the foundation for capabilities-based planning across the range of military operations. Rules of Allocation for Human Resources Organizations. Human Resources Organization Rules of Allocation allow human resources planners to determine the number of human resources units required to provide intended support. These rules of allocation are also used in the Total Army Analysis System to model operational requirements of units and may change based on several factors, for example, geography. The following are the current rules of allocation for human resources organizations. ASCC HROC, 1 per ASCC, United States Army Europe, United States Army Central Command, United States Army Pacific Command, United States Army Northern Command, Reserve Component, and United States Army Southern Command, Reserve Component, Existence-Based. Corps HROC, 1 per Corps Headquarters, Existence-Based. Division HROC, 1 per Division Headquarters, Existence-Based. TPOC, 1 per TSC, Existence-Based. TGPAT, 1 per Inter-Theater Aerial Port of Debarkation, APOD, Existence-Based. MMT, 1 per Inter-Theater APOD that receives bulk mail, Existence-Based. Human Resources Company, 1 per ADSB and 1 per Sustainment Brigade, Existence-Based. 1 per TGPAT, Existence-Based. 1 per MMT, Existence-Based. 1 per 3 to 7 platoons, Human Resources, Postal, or any combination, Workload-Based. Human Resources Platoon, 2 per TGPAT, first 3,600 daily personnel flow, Existence-Based. 1 per TGPAT, each additional 1,800 daily personnel flow, Workload-Based. Casualty, 0.333 per Role 3 Medical Treatment Facility, MTF, 0.333 per Mortuary Affairs Company, 0.333 per ASCC HROC, and 0.333 per General Officer Level Command, except ASCC, Existence-Based. 0.333 per Brigade Combat Team / Functional Support Brigade or Multifunctional Support Brigade in the Division AO. Existence-based but allocated to the DSB Human Resources Company to leverage in the human resources concept of support for casualty or personnel accountability demands. Personnel Accounting. 0.333 per 600 personnel transiting through an intra-theater APOD, workload-based. Postal Platoon. 4 per MMT, Existence-Based. 1 per 6,000 supported, workload-based. United States Army Forces Command, G1/AG. The United States Army Forces Command, FORCECOM, mission is to train and prepare a combat-ready, globally responsive total force to build and sustain readiness to meet combat command requirements. Forces Command is the largest force provider for the United States Army. The FORCECOM DCS G1/AG is the principal staff officer for all matters concerning human resources support, military and civilian. The FORCECOM DCS G1/AG's primary function is to plan and prioritize human resources support to maximize the readiness and operational capabilities of forces, to enable commanders to accomplish their mission while preserving the all-volunteer force in defense of the nation at home and abroad. Specific responsibilities of the FORCECOM DCS G1/AG center around the human resources core competencies of manning the force to build and sustain combat power and providing human resources services focused on essential personnel services, soldier and family programs, and Army band support. The FORCECOM DCS G1/AG plans and coordinates all other personnel support. The FORCECOM DCS G1/AG is responsible for managing the personnel readiness of the command. As a member of the staff, the FORCECOM DCS G1/AG participates on all FORCECOM G3 force management-related actions, readiness reviews, and joint forces readiness reviews to validate personnel readiness of units sourced to meet combatant commanders' force requirements operational plans, and develops the personnel support portion of Annex F, sustainment, to the O Plan and OPORD. United States Army Training and Doctrine Command, G1/AG. The United States Army Training and Doctrine Command, TRADOC, G1/AG, interfaces with Army staff and commands on base services support and policy issues to support mission priorities and Army force management initiatives. It also advocates TRADOC's mission in enterprise forums and synchronized the Ready and Resilient campaign and its associated lines of effort as a comprehensive and integrated process to achieve the desired campaign end state across TRADOC. In collaboration with each Army professional, the TRADOC G1/AG identifies employment, education, and training opportunities that extend their talents, close talent gaps, and maximize Army professionals' contributions to the total Army. The Army must ensure it continually develops its soldiers and civilians, not only to place them in positions of greater responsibility, but also to ensure their fluency with emerging technology. Furthermore, the Army must ensure it has systems in place to understand and appreciate the talents of soldiers and civilians. This enables the Army to not only maximize an individual's talents, but also to target his or her development as needed. The TRADOC G1/AG provides strategic plans and initiatives that increase readiness and efficacy of TRADOC's military and civilian workforces, supports headquarters TRADOC centers of excellences and schools, and facilitates transformational change. The TRADOC G1/AG provides strategic vision and synchronizes the development and implementation of a comprehensive human capital strategic plan through ongoing and new initiatives in accordance with TRADOC priorities. Army Futures Command Human Capital. The Army Futures Command Human Capital is responsible for synchronizing, developing, and overseeing all aspects of military and civilian personnel, plans, policies, and programs affecting Army Futures Command employees worldwide. The portfolio spans the full spectrum of the human capital lifecycle to include performance management, succession planning, leader development, talent acquisition, senior executive management, military programs, human resources policy, and development and sustainment of a trained and ready workforce. The Army Futures Command is the catalyst to modernize not just equipment and capabilities, but develop the next generation of leaders to manage the future fights. The Army Futures Command Human Capital applies innovative ways to acquire, develop, employ, and retain Army soldiers and civilians critical to closing technology and institutional gaps essential to successful modernization. Also, through initiatives such as the Project Convergence, Artificial Intelligence Scholars and Technicians, and Army Software Factory programs, it is building the workforce of the future required to win in multi-domain operations. United States Army Materiel Command, G1. The United States Army Materiel Command, G1, collaborates with Army and Defense Department partners to develop an innovative and responsive human capital framework by providing expert human resources consultation, leadership, and guidance. The DCS for Personnel develops, implements, and administers policies and procedures to maximize workforce capability. Army Service Component Command, G1/AG. The ASCC G1/AG is the principal staff officer for all matters concerning human resources support, military and civilian. The ASCC G1/AG's primary function is to plan and prioritize human resources support to maximize the readiness and operational capabilities of forces within the theater. Specific responsibilities of the ASCC G1/AG center around the human resources core competencies of manning the force to build and sustain combat power and providing human resources services focused on essential personnel services, postal and MWR operations, and Army band support. The ASCC G1/AG also coordinates personnel support. The ASCC G1/AG is responsible for managing the personnel readiness of the command. As a member of the staff, the ASCC G1/AG participates in the Theater Army Commander's operations process and develops the personnel support portion of Annex F, Sustainment, to the O-Plan and Op-Ward. Listed below are the ASCC G1/AG responsibilities for personnel plans and operations. These are not in priority order and are not all-inclusive. Analyze personnel strength data to determine current combat capabilities, project future requirements, assess conditions of individual readiness, and develop replacement estimates. Maintain by-name personnel accountability of the location and duty status of every person assigned or attached to the command. It includes tracking the movement of personnel as they arrive to and depart from a unit, and maintaining visibility of individuals as they enter, transit, and depart theater. Monitor personnel strength, prioritize replacements, monitor deployable and non-deployable personnel, allocate personnel, and make tactical and human resources support recommendations. Collect, process, store, display, reconcile, and disseminate relevant human resources information about units and personnel. Plan postal operations and postal finance policies within the deployed AO. Manage human resources support to casualty operations, to include collecting, recording, reporting, verifying, and processing of casualty information from unit level to the Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. Assume the role of the Theater Casualty Information Center, ASCC HROC only. Enable Human Resources Mission Command nodes by establishing, operating, and maintaining connectivity to Human Resources Data and Voice Communications nodes required for Human Resources operations. Plan MWR operations to include unit recreation, sports programs, and R&R areas for military and deployed DOD and DA civilian personnel. Coordinate Army band support to deployed forces throughout military operations. The ASCC G1/AG is comprised of a G1/AG headquarters section and Human Resources Manpower Human Resources section and Human Resources Plans and Operations Programs and Policy headquarters section and an HROC with the Theater Casualty Information Center. The ASCC G1/AG relies on secure, continuous, survivable communications and digital information systems. Field Army G1/AG. In theaters in which a peer threat exists, a field army is utilized to relieve the operational burden on the theater army and facilitate focused opposition toward a specific threat within a distinct AO. Similar to the theater army's campaign across the AOR, the field army conducts an aggressive campaign of competition to counter and contain the peer threat as an integral part of the theater campaign. This unencumbers the theater army and enables the integrated theater plan. While the theater army continues to shape the entire theater and address aggression outside the field army's AO, the field army maintains the necessary formations and other capabilities to provide credible deterrence and ensure the ability to quickly respond to escalation within the AO. Field Army G1/AGs execute in accordance with ASCC policies and procedures in their respective AOR. They review and refine human resources plans and manage personnel accounting and strength reporting, human resources support to casualty operations, reporting and tracking, and personnel readiness management as necessary to ensure they report timely and essential information to inform replacement priorities set by the ASCC. Corps G1/AG and Division G1. Corps and divisions are the formations central to conducting large-scale combat operations. Corps G1/AGs and Division G1s enhance the readiness and operational capabilities of their respective forces and ensure properly planned, prioritized, and managed human resources support, including talent management. The Corps G1/AG and Division G1 serves as the Assistant Chief of Staff for Personnel and Principal Human Resources Advisor. Corps G1/AGs and Division G1s are elements of the Sustainment Warfighting Cell, which consists of the G1/AG, G4 Assistant Chief of Staff, Finance and Comptroller, Surgeon, and Engineer. The Corps G1/AG and Division G1 is comprised of a headquarters section, 6 internal sections, and is augmented with an HROC. Refer to ATP 1-0.1 for specific duties and responsibilities of the Corps G1/AG and Division G1. Note, fighting corps and divisions as formations in large-scale combat operations increases the scope and scale of human resources responsibilities of those staffs. Years of headquarters staff reductions have created capacity shortfalls for G1/AGs in personnel accounting and strength reporting, human resources support to casualty operations, and human resources support to replacement operations requiring mitigation to ensure success of the force. Human Resources Operations Center. The HROC is an SRC-12 human resources organization assigned to ASCC, Corps, and Division headquarters. It provides critical strength management capacity, technical expertise, analysis, assessment, training, and assistance, as well as casualty, replacement, and postal planning capabilities to support the execution and management of operational and tactical human resources support for organizations assigned or attached within the Corps and Division AO. The HROC uses human resources planning considerations to develop performance indicators to measure the accomplishment of human resources support. The HROC assesses and analyzes human resources systems, processes, and procedures, and can execute human resources training to support organizations assigned or attached within the Corps and Division AO. The HROC provides the G1/AG and supported units visibility of the employment and integration of Army human resources information and systems. ASCC HROC. The ASCC HROC receives technical and operational guidance from the ASCC G1/AG. The ASCC HROC augments the G1/AG and is responsible for planning, coordinating, and synchronizing theater human resources operations. However, if the mission dictates, it can be attached to the Field Army G1/AG to support mission execution. The ASCC HROC plans, coordinates, integrates, and synchronizes theater-level casualty reporting, manages the hierarchy of the deployed database, assists with replacement planning and prioritization and strength management, and provides additional planning capacity and oversight. It establishes the Theater Casualty Information Center and oversees casualty reporting and policies developed by the ASCC G1/AG. The ASCC HROC provides additional personnel asset visibility and coordinates with the TPOC Personnel Accountability and Systems Division regarding deployed database hierarchy management to the ASCC G1/AG. It supports the ASCC G1/AG in accomplishing personnel readiness management, personnel information management, and personnel accounting and strength reporting for the theater. It synchronizes, integrates, and coordinates with the TSC's TPOC, formerly Human Resources Sustainment Center, for concept of operation execution. During OPLAN development, the ASCC HROC validates casualty estimates to include subordinate corps and division estimates in coordination with the surgeon for ASCC approval. The ASCC HROC conducts replacement planning and prioritization coordination for replacements throughout the AOR and coordination with lower echelon units in accordance with ASCC priorities to meet the commander's intent. It assists the Theater ASCC G1/AG and HRC in the development of replacement plans as required and in accordance with Army manning guidance, part of the deliberate planning process. The ASCC HROC is assigned to the ASCC's headquarters and headquarters battalion. When appropriate, this element or a subset of it can be attached to a field army headquarters and headquarters company. It requires uninterrupted voice, Nippernet, and Cipernet connectivity to communicate within the G1/AG and to supported and supporting organizations. The ASCC HROC requires access to human resources systems fielded in the AO. It is dependent upon the ASCC headquarters and headquarters battalion, or field army headquarters and headquarters company, if pushed forward, for religious, legal, force health protection, finance, signal, field feeding, logistics, supplemental transportation support, communications, and personnel and administrative services. Corps HROC. The Corps HROC receives technical and operational guidance from the Corps G1/AG. The Corps HROC provides additional strength management, planning capability, talent management, and human resources operational training for subordinate units to support large-scale combat operations to Corps G1/AG sections, including replacement prioritization recommendations. It provides visibility and integration of Army human resources information and enterprise systems at echelons above brigade. The Corps HROC provides technical guidance to Division G1s. It provides assistance with casualty operations and improves personnel asset visibility. The Corps HROC is assigned to the Corps Headquarters and Headquarters Battalion. It requires uninterrupted voice, Nippernet, and Cipernet connectivity to communicate within the G1/AG and to supported and supporting organizations. The Corps HROC requires access to human resources systems fielded in the AO. It is dependent upon the parent organization for religious, legal, force health protection, finance, signal, field feeding, logistics, supplemental transportation support, communications, and personnel and administrative services. Division HROC. The Division HROC receives technical and operational guidance from the Division G1. The Division HROC provides additional strength management, planning capability, talent management, and human resources operational training for subordinate units to support large-scale combat operations to Division G1 sections, including replacement prioritization recommendations. It provides visibility and integration of Army human resources information and enterprise systems at echelons above brigade. The Division HROC provides technical guidance to brigade and battalion S1s. The Division HROC may also receive technical guidance from the Corps HROC to determine the most effective method of supporting units within the same or adjacent AO. It provides assistance with casualty operations and improves personnel asset visibility. The Division HROC is assigned to the Division Headquarters and Headquarters Battalion. It requires uninterrupted voice, Nippernet, and Cipernet connectivity to communicate within the G1 and to supported and supporting organizations. The Division HROC requires access to human resources systems fielded in the AO. It is dependent upon the parent organization for religious, legal, force health protection, finance, signal, field feeding, logistics, supplemental transportation support, communications, and personnel and administrative services. Brigade S1. The Brigade S1 is the principal staff advisor to the brigade commander for all matters concerning human resources support. The function of the Brigade S1 section is to plan, provide, and coordinate the delivery of human resources support, services, and technical direction to all assigned and attached personnel within the brigade and subordinate elements, as well as provide technical direction. The Brigade S1 may also coordinate the staff efforts of the Brigade Equal Opportunity Section, Brigade Judge Advocate, and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Operations. Corps and Division Headquarters and Headquarters Battalion S1 sections are enabled and perform the same functions as a Brigade S1. Units are responsible for their own essential personnel services and human resources support as defined throughout this manual. General Officer Level Headquarters, without a headquarters, and Headquarters Battalion S1 section or equivalent must be augmented by their higher headquarters for support in deployed areas. The G1/AG section of these headquarters do not have the capacity or resources to provide this internal headquarters and Headquarters Battalion S1 support. Refer to ATP 1-0.1 for specific duties and responsibilities of the Brigade S1 section. Battalion S1. The Battalion S1 is the principal staff advisor to the battalion commander for all matters concerning human resources support, including talent management. The Battalion S1 section plans, provides, and coordinates the delivery of human resources support, services, and information to all assigned and attached personnel within the battalion. Refer to ATP 1-0.1 for specific duties and responsibilities of the Battalion S1 section. The role of the adjutant. While this manual discusses the tactical and technical functions in terms of core competencies and subordinate key functions, human resources professionals must take into careful consideration the art of how to execute them. The role of the adjutant goes beyond a set of additional duties assigned to the S1 based on tradition or expectancy. This most important tenet is found in the very root of the word adjutant, which in its literal translation means to help. The help or assistance rendered to a commander by the adjutant is the foundation of this relationship. The adjutant is not a separate position or billet in an organizational structure, but rather the dual role an individual performs. The function of the adjutant should not be confused with certain routine or specialized duties which may be performed. Routine duties may include clerical work, scheduling management, and correspondence management. Specialized duties are coordinating activities to support commander programs and ceremonial duties. In each of these cases, the individual performing these tasks is often referred to as the adjutant, but in fact, it is the senior principal staff officer for human resources who serves as the trusted agent to the commander on all sensitive and delicate matters related to human resources. The relationship established between the commander and the adjutant is critically important to the overall success of the human resources mission. Each pairing is unique based on the commander's needs. As the key advisor to the commander on all matters related to human resources, the need for interpersonal skills and being perceptive cannot be overstated. The adjutant must be able to discern deeper meaning, to determine the true significance of what is being expressed. To achieve these ends, the adjutant must have access to the commander. Having access often exposes the individual to the commander's unfiltered thoughts and feelings on sensitive matters. Discretion, empathy, and trust best describe the key attributes of any individual fulfilling this responsibility. As the skills and knowledge required to serve effectively as an adjutant take time to master, it is important for senior human resources professionals to continuously coach, teach, and mentor human resources leaders in the art of human resources support. This is especially important for human resources leaders in geographically remote or austere locations. Anticipating the needs of an individual commander and then being able to act upon it with timely, accurate, and relevant information can only be achieved through practice of the art. When executing the role properly, the adjutant minimizes mission distractors, allowing commanders to concentrate their efforts and decision-making on core mission objectives. The goal of a successful adjutant is measured in the overall effectiveness in linking the commander's vision and intent to the optimal employment of the human capital to execute it. Ultimately, attributes such as trust, loyalty, discretion, and anticipation are critical to ensuring the S1's success in the adjutant role. Refer to ATP 1-0.1 for specific general duties commonly performed by the adjutant. Army bands. Army bands promote the Army and our national interests, enable commanders to shape the environment to accomplish their mission, and set the conditions that lead to trust and confidence in America's Army and its readiness to conduct operations in peacetime, conflict, and war. Army bands' flexibility and versatility enable performances by using a full band or small teams. These teams allow commanders to meet strategic and tactical goals while simultaneously fulfilling home station requirements. Army bands are designed to support joint, interagency, and multinational operations, providing broad flexibility to use customized music performances to fulfill deployed and home station mission requirements. Through these music performances, Army bands boost soldier resilience, morale, and esprit de corps. Refer to ATP 1-19 for detailed information regarding band support during large-scale combat operations, Army bands' structure, and rules of allocation. Army bands have a variety of resources with which to accomplish musical support missions. Army bands are task-organized into music performance teams that offer the flexibility to support concurrent musical missions in multiple geographical areas. The teams are identified by their additional skill identifier organization and provide an array of situationally and culturally appropriate performances. Army bands can concurrently support deployment operations and home station missions. This permits commanders to spread the positive impact of Army bands across the deployed force to the military and their families, the American public, and the international community. Deployed bands may support the rear detachment with a music performance team. In this circumstance, musical support is generally limited to providing military or patriotic music for static ceremonies, protocol functions, family readiness group functions, and religious and hospital support activities. Army bands based in the United States and its territories continue to provide music support of Army recruiting and deliver targeted messaging during overseas contingency operations. Army bands have two standard structures, as described below, direct support and general support bands. Special bands are an exception and are structured differently. Both direct support and general support bands have administrative and musical support functions, a ceremonial marching band, and multiple musical performance teams that provide both concurrent independent musical support capabilities to the installation and surrounding community, as well as increased collective capabilities when combined. Direct support bands are intended to meet the needs of a single command at an installation and geographical area with local or specific support responsibilities. General support bands are intended to meet the needs of multiple collocated commands that have regional support responsibilities, high density of troop and other service populations to be supported, and a greater density of civilian and retired military population. Theater Personnel Operations Center. The TPOC, formerly Human Resources Sustainment Center, is a multifunctional organization, staff element, and theater-level center assigned to a TSC. The TPOC consists of a headquarters section and three divisions, the Personnel Accountability and Systems Division, the Synchronization and Integration Division, and the Postal Operations Division. In coordination with the TSC, the TPOC plans, integrates, and sustains human resources and soldier support systems for the theater/ASCC headquarters and other echelons as directed by the theater/ASCC G1/AG or as determined by mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations, MET-TC. It is responsible for planning, coordinating, and synchronizing theater-opening human resources operations with the Senior Sustainment Headquarters and the ASCC. The TPOC supports the TSC in the execution of early entry reception operations. It establishes and ensures functionality of the Theater Personnel Database and the Postal Directory Address Database, and provides theater-wide assistance for human resources systems issues. It is responsible for synchronizing replacement priorities with the sustainment community and supports effective support relationships at Echelon. The TPOC integrates and provides guidance and technical support for SRC-12 human resources units executing personnel accountability and postal functions throughout the theater, as defined by the policies and procedures established by the theater/ASCC-G1/AG. It monitors the execution of the TGPAD and MMT missions at the theater gateway. The headquarters section supervises the TPOC's planning, integration, and coordination of human resources, administrative, and soldier support system for the theater. It receives technical guidance from the HRC and receives all employment and command guidance from the theater commander through the TSC. The Personnel Accountability and Systems Division coordinates with the Local Network Enterprise Center, establishes and manages the theater-wide personnel accountability database as directed, and maintains theater human resources systems. It provides management and policy oversight for the IPSE, as well as monitors internal controls and auditability of IPSE transactional support. The division ensures data integration of personnel accountability information and IPSE data is conducted. The Personnel Accountability and Systems Division provides technical guidance and training support to the TGPAD, HROB, Personnel Accountability Team, and supported units, G1/AGs and S1s, as necessary or on request. It conducts deployed theater accountability system, DTAS, data quality control checks by comparing unit reports to the theater personnel accountability report for accuracy. The division ensures all systems remain active and properly synchronized to receive data from both the supporting personnel accountability elements and the G1/AG and S1 sections operating in the AO. The Personnel Accountability and Systems Division participates and ensures all systems are included in the planning, deployment, sustainment, and redeployment process for current and future human resources operations. It uploads human resources enabling system software to manage personnel accounting information from human resources elements and supported G1/AGs and S1s. The division coordinates with the HROBs to ensure systems are established and resourced to effectively perform missions. Refer to Chapter 3 of this publication for specific responsibilities of the TPOC Personnel Accountability and Systems Division. The Synchronization and Integration Division assists the TSC and the ASCC G1/AG as needed in managing current operational requirements and planning long and short-range personnel management missions across theater. It develops and maintains TPOC internal plans and policies for training. The division manages TPOC internal deployment plans, physical security and contingency operations, as well as assists the theater G1/AG with internal mission support and planning support operations, as directed by the TSC. The Synchronization and Integration Division provides support to planning and coordinates support with the ASCC HROC, TGPAD, and ESC/Sustainment Brigade HROBs for theater-level reception and meeting the ASCC's replacement prioritization and redeployment operations. It monitors and analyzes projected personnel flow rates for various transit categories for deployers and redeployers to resource and provide recommendation to position theater personnel accounting assets. The division ensures TGPAT structures are established and resourced to perform personnel accounting and data integration as part of the RSOI process. The Postal Operations Division establishes the deployed AO Postal Inspection Plan to ensure compliance with the United States Postal Service and DOD regulatory guidance and coordinates theater-level training for military post office representatives. It assists the ESC HROB in the establishment of theater-opening postal operations. The division monitors and determines appropriate mail flow rates and ensures current data integrates into all TSC/ESC distribution management center planning. The Postal Operations Division oversees the MMT technical mission and provides assistance in the area of postal operations. It makes recommendations to adjust postal support based on battlefield operations and TSC priorities to meet the ASCC commander's intent. The division maintains a clear line of communication with the MMT as the executive arm for mail operations. The Postal Operations Division establishes and provides oversight for casualty mail and redirect services. It manages the theater EPW mail and plans and monitors the execution of this mail. The Postal Operations Division appoints the theater postal supply officer and theater postal finance officers to coordinate all theater-level postal supplies, equipment, accountability, and ordering, as well as accounting for all postal monies for each APO within theater. The Postal Operations Division provides manpower to support the directory service function covering casualty mail and detainee mail operations, inspections, and international mail. It enforces policies established for casualty mail and redirect services. The Postal Operations Division assists the HROB as necessary in the coordination of theater-level mail transportation for mail movement. Refer to Chapter 4 of this publication for specific responsibilities of the TPOC Postal Operations Division. The TPOC is dependent upon the TSC Headquarters and Headquarters Battalion for administrative support, to include Uniform Code of Military Justice, Religious, Medical, Legal, Human Resources, Administrative Services, Quarters and Rations, Logistics, Unit Maintenance of Organic Equipment, Supplementary Transportation Support, and Military Pay. The TPOC relies on non-secure, secure, continuous, and survivable communications and digital information systems. Human Resources Operations Branch. The HROB is a critical sustainment SRC-63 planning and coordinating element on the battlefield for the delivery of personnel accountability, postal, and casualty support. The ATROB is an organic section of the ESC DMC Sustainment Brigade and DSB SPO with the mission to plan current and future human resources operations, coordinate, synchronize, integrate, and assess the emplacement and operations of human resources companies, platoons, and teams executing personnel accountability, postal operations, and human resources support to casualty operations. The ATROB is the key integrator between G1/AG's casualty, personnel accounting, and postal organizations through subordinate SPOs to support the execution of subordinate key functions. The ATROB synchronizes personnel movement with equipment and platforms and coordinates with the appropriate DMC or SPO sections for distribution and transportation to units based on the supported commander's established priorities. During theater opening operations, the ATROB deploys as an element of the ESC DMC and Sustainment Brigade SPO section, focusing on the establishment of the personnel accounting portion of the RSOI process, along with initial postal and human resources support to casualty operations. The ATROB receives technical guidance from the TPOC and operational guidance from Sustainment Command channels. Technical guidance includes mission analysis, determining best methods of support, and passing the requirement to the human resources element for execution. If non-combatant evacuation operations occur within an area the ATROB is overseeing, they can coordinate with their assigned human resources companies to assist in operations where feasible. For example, personnel accountability support and provide technical guidance and coordination with local brigades to ensure accountability of non-combatants. For further guidance on non-combatant evacuation operations, refer to Joint Publication JP-10, Joint Personnel Support and JP-3-35, Deployment and Redeployment Operations. Refer to ATP-1-0.2 for detailed organizational functions and responsibilities of the ATROB, and for specific information on the ESC and Sustainment Brigade Commander's Key Performance Indicators for ATROBs. Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Team. The TGPAT is attached to a human resources company within the Sustainment Brigade assigned the theater opening mission. It provides personnel accounting support to the AOR by coordinating and providing personnel accounting operations using the Tactical Personnel System and DTAS as personnel enter, transit, and depart the theater at inter-theater ports of embarkation and debarkation. The TGPAT deploys as part of the theater early entry element and is initially augmented by a human resources company headquarters with at least two human resources platoons at the primary inter-theater APOD. More than one TGPAT may be required if multiple inter-theater aerial ports and/or seaports of embarkation become active. Units entering and departing theater with unit integrity will leverage self-accounting capabilities resident in the S1 staff sections, but must coordinate with the TGPAT for integration of unit personnel into the theater database. Human resources squads may be allocated to multiple theater entry points to perform the personnel accounting mission in place of a TGPAT if transit numbers outside of supported units do not exceed 600 personnel daily. The TGPAT receives technical guidance from the TPOC Personnel Accountability and Systems Division and the supporting ATROB. The TPOC's Personnel Accountability and Systems Division monitors and recommends distribution and emplacement of human resources squads to perform the personnel accounting mission. The ATROB monitors the establishment and operations of human resources squads at forward locations. The Human Resources Company Headquarters provides command and control, as well as administrative and operational support to the TGPAT and forward operating human resources squads. The TGPAT requires a capability to communicate digitally through web and voice, both secure and non-secure, to human resources formations with personnel accountability elements, G1/AG sections, logistical support elements, and other branches of service. Operational guidance and directives are initiated by the TSC, TPOC, and should be issued in OPLAN or OPORD format. Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Teams are global force pool units of operational forces. In support of the readiness model, TGPATs are typically categorized as theater available structure, deployed under combatant command authority, and established for the primary purpose of fulfilling global operational requirements of both an enduring and rotational nature. Theater Gateway personnel also coordinate with other services and other supporting units for operating space at the terminal, flight schedules with movement control teams, and inform the Sustainment Brigade of follow-on transportation requirements to assist in synchronizing all logistical support. The TGPAT is a technical section that is subordinate to the Human Resources Company Commander. The company commander is responsible for executing the TGPAT mission with the assistance and expertise of the TGPAT section. The TGPAT also provides data integration support for all personnel transiting the theater or at intra-theater processing points where an human resources squad with the personnel accounting mission is located. To support Unit S-1s during RSOI and redeployment operations, the TGPAT has the capability to perform limited essential personnel services, for example, processing CACs, updating the DD Form 93, SGLV 8286, and SGLV 8286 Alpha. Any other sustainment requirements for life support, for example, billeting, feeding, equipping, and transportation of transient personnel, are conducted by units such as the Regional Support Group or the Sustainment Brigade. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for detailed organizational functions and responsibilities of the TGPAT. Military Mail Terminal. The MMT is attached to a human resources company within the Sustainment Brigade assigned the theater opening mission and serves as the primary gateway or gateways for postal operations in and out of the deployed AO. The MMT, with a human resources company and four postal platoons, coordinates, receives, and processes prograde mail and dispatches retrograde mail to destinations worldwide. With specialized postal expertise, the MMT team establishes and provides the Army component of a joint MMT team at the Intertheater APOD. The MMT team initially deploys with the Sustainment Brigade with the theater opening mission to establish the MMT or joint MMT. As the theater matures, the MMT team and supporting human resources company transition to a theater distribution role. The MMT team receives technical guidance through the TPOC Postal Operations Division, Service Postal Manager, and Military Postal Service Agency, and technical assistance from the HROBS. The MMT team operates under the operational control of the Sustainment Brigade during a theater opening mission and the operational control of the Land Component Command in a mature theater. The Sustainment Brigade SPO section and HROB provide support to mission operations. The MMT is a technical element subordinate to the human resources company responsible for executing the MMT mission. It ensures all functions of the MMT are within regulatory standards. Human resources companies and their subordinate elements, human resources and postal platoons, TGPAT and MMT when performing those missions, operate under the guidance and direction of the STB commander. The MMT team consists of a headquarters section, operations section, and two postal squads. The TPOC Postal Operations Division serves as the senior Army postal element for all technical matters. The headquarters section provides a direct link with other services for operating space at the terminal, flight schedules, and ground transportation of mail. It also provides a single joint operations area level executor with the expertise to support the ASCC and TSC commander. The operations section is the vital link for all theater postal operations, planning and implementing all necessary input from the other services and guidance from the Military Postal Service Agency into OPLANs in conjunction with the ASCC. The operations section is the operational interface between the MMT and HROBS for coordinating the distribution of mail and related postal transportation requirements within the AO. As the MMT does not have assigned transportation assets, it coordinates transportation support through the HROBS section of the Sustainment Brigade SPO. Equipment is crucial to the success of MMT functions. All heavy postal equipment for the AO is associated with the MMT team. Equipment includes rough terrain container handlers and 10K forklifts to move bulk mail in and out of the APOD. Satellite phones, radios, and the Combat Service Support Automated Information Systems Interface connectivity provides the necessary communication link to control mail movements from the continental United States, CONUS, to and throughout the AO. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for detailed organizational functions and responsibilities of the MMT team. Division Sustainment Troops Battalion Support Operations. The DSTB SPO is the DSTB staff officer for postal operations within the division area, as well as for required augmentation of the division's casualty reporting and personnel accountability missions. The DSTB SPO gathers human resources mission requirements to support the division's human resources sustainment operations from the DSB. The DSTB SPO is responsible for planning, coordinating, integrating, and synchronizing and directing the execution of postal support, personnel accountability, and casualty reporting assistance with subordinate human resources companies, platoons, and teams in the Division AO. This includes ensuring they are resourced, correctly positioned, and properly allocated to provide required postal support, as well as personnel accountability and casualty reporting assistance from assigned or attached human resources squads or platoons. The DSTB SPO receives technical guidance from the DSB SPO. Critical collective human resources tasks of the DSTB SPO include coordinate human resources support operations, coordinate postal support, coordinate casualty liaison team operations, coordinate personnel accountability team operations. The DSTB SPO assigns missions for human resources companies to execute. It monitors human resources support, postal support, personnel accountability, and casualty reporting assistance during operations and communicates sustainment mission requirements, for example, mail transportation requirements, and requests additional support through the DSB SPO. Human Resources Company. The Human Resources Company is assigned to a Division STB and a DSB. The Human Resources Company is also assigned to a Sustainment Brigade for theater opening. It provides command and control and technical support for human resources and postal platoons, providing personnel, accounting, and strength reporting capability, human resources support to casualty operations, and postal operations. When executing MMT or TGPAT missions, it provides command and control to those technical sections. The Human Resources Company receives guidance from the STB to employ platoons where needed to best support personnel accountability, casualty tracking and reporting, and postal support. The Human Resources Company headquarters is configured for personnel accountability, human resources support to casualty operations, postal and or combined missions by task organizing the company with human resources or postal platoons, MMT and or TGPAT. The Human Resources Company headquarters has both long and short range capability for personnel accounting, human resources support to casualty operations and postal operations planning, current and future operations management, database integration, leadership and oversight of 3 to 7 platoons, establishing human resources squads performing casualty reporting and or personnel accounting missions, transportation coordination through the STB SPO. The Human Resources Company headquarters and assigned or attached human resources and postal platoons, TGPAT and or MMT are dependent upon the STB for field maintenance, religious, legal, health service support, finance, field, feeding, logistics, supplemental transportation support, communications, and personnel and administrative services. The Human Resources Company headquarters requires secure and non-secure web and voice digital communications to supported platoons, STB, Sustainment Brigade, SPO, and ESC DMC HROBs, G1/AG and S1 sections, TPOC, MMT, TGPAT, and other sustainment and joint elements. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for detailed organizational functions and responsibilities of the Human Resources Company. Human Resources Platoon. The Human Resources Platoon is a multifunctional platoon with the capability of providing squads for personnel accounting and or casualty reporting support, or as a supporting element of the TGPAT. The Human Resources Platoon consists of 3 Human Resources squads capable of performing either a personnel accounting or a casualty reporting mission. This capability increases mission flexibility and its ability to support G1/AG and S1 sections. Human Resources Platoons support the TGPAT with responsibility for executing the personnel accounting portion of the RSOI mission. The Platoon Headquarters section provides command and control, technical guidance, and leadership for each squad. The Human Resources Platoon requires secure and non-secure web and voice digital communications to the Human Resources Company, HROB, TGPAT, Human Resources Platoons/Squads, supported G1/AGs and S1s, TPOC, and logistics support elements, for example, Movement Control Team. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for detailed organizational functions and responsibilities of the Human Resources Platoon. Human Resources Squad, multifunctional. If accomplishing the personnel accounting function, the Human Resources Squad captures personnel accounting data on personnel entering, transiting, or departing the APOD, or from an intra-theater APOD. Each Human Resources Squad has the capability to process up to 600 personnel per day. The Human Resources Squad performing personnel accountability missions relies on the Human Resources Company/Platoon or supporting organization for daily life support. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for specific duties and responsibilities of the personnel accounting elements. If supporting the casualty operations mission, the Human Resources Squad is responsible for providing accurate and timely casualty reporting and tracking information at Role 3 MTFs, Mortuary Affairs Company Headquarters, General Officer Level Commands, and the ASCC HROC. Human Resources Squads facilitate real-time casualty information for commanders. Human Resources Squads providing support to casualty operations provide updated status reports to affected units and inform them when soldiers leave theater. The squads also assist with coordinating a soldier's RTD with the affected unit. These squads rely on the Human Resources Company/Platoon or supporting organization for daily life support. The Human Resources Squad performing the casualty operations mission requires secure and non-secure web and voice digital communications to the theater ASCC HROC, Human Resources Platoon Headquarters, G1/AGs, and S1 sections of supported units. These squads also require access to the Defense Casualty Information Processing System to send updates to the Theater Casualty Information Center and Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for specific duties and responsibilities of the Human Resources Squad performing a casualty liaison mission. Postal Platoon. The Postal Platoon provides postal support for up to 6,000 personnel in an assigned AO or serves in an augmentation role to support an MMT. Postal platoons operate in conjunction with the Plans and Operations section within a Human Resources company. The Postal Platoon can perform the complete spectrum of postal functions, including postal services, postal finance, and postal operations. This includes processing incoming bulk mail and outgoing mail to CONUS. The Postal Platoon receives all technical guidance through the Human Resources Company Headquarters and the HROB or MMT. The Human Resources Company Headquarters provides command and control of postal platoons. Note, all postal platoons must be trained on and capable of conducting personnel accounting functions with additional access and equipment, for example, scanners, as needed during operations. Limited SRC-12 human resources structure and available resources will require this multifunctional capacity, especially during early entry and theater opening operations for large-scale combat operations. Postal platoons must be able to perform these functions until human resources units are in theater and operational. The Postal Platoon consists of a headquarters section, postal finance section, and two postal squads. The headquarters section provides command and control, leadership, and resourcing. The postal finance section provides retail services at the same level of support provided by the United States Postal Service and CONUS, and current level of support in Garrison. Each postal squad has the capability to perform operations or services missions, or to perform independently as needed as a mobile mail team. In addition to these functions, each postal squad trains, tests, and certifies unit mail clerks and inspects each unit mailroom quarterly. Postal platoons are equipped with variable reach forklifts to provide efficient mail movement in whatever type of area the platoon is supporting. The postal platoon requires secure and non-secure web and voice digital communications to the Human Resources Company Headquarters, Logistical Support Elements, G1/AGs, and S1 sections of units in the supported area. Refer to ATP 1-0.2 for detailed organizational functions and responsibilities of the Postal Platoon.